Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes. See details.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's episode of Apprendre l'anglais avec like to learn English with news. It is Sunday the 24th of November and today's news story is about something controversial that happened in South American football. But before I tell you what happened, let's take a look at the keywords that I'll be using in today's episode. So listen very carefully, see if you can understand these words based on the context. We'll come back to them all at the end to look at what they mean and how I use them. The first word is a noun, backlash. What is a backlash? Next, another noun, tear, T-I-E-R, tear. Next, we have a verb, boast. B-O-A-S-T, boast. Next, a noun, stunt, S-T-U-N-T. What is a stunt? And finally, a phrase, to make light of something. To make light of something. Right, those are today's keywords. Listen carefully. We'll come back to them all at the end. And here is today's news story. An Argentinian football club is facing backlash after starting a popular YouTuber in a top-tier match. Ivan Buhasharuk, known online as Spreen, was named as a striker for Deportiva Riestra in their league game against Vélez Sarsfield, the top-of-the-table team, last Sunday. The 24-year-old content creator, who has no professional football experience, was part of the lineup and played for 50 seconds without touching the ball before being substituted during a break. Buhasharuk, who boasts over 7 million YouTube subscribers, signed a professional contract with the club earlier this year. The decision to feature him sparked criticism, with TYC Sports commentators calling the move unbelievable and a total disgrace. Juan Sebastián Verón, former Argentina international and president of Estudiantes de la Plata, also expressed his disapproval, describing it as a total lack of respect for football and footballers on Instagram. Riestra captain Milton Celis shared that the decision came from the club's owner and the main sponsor's representative. He said, "As a streamer, Buhasharuk is number one." Head coach Cristian Fabiani confirmed on local radio that Vélez manager Gustavo Quinteros was informed in advance. Quinteros reportedly joked that Buhasharuk should stay on the field for half an hour. Fabiano added that the appearance was something contractual, emphasising the club's reliance on publicity and suggesting it was likely a one-time stunt. In response, Buhasharuk made light of the situation on social media, humorously claiming he was undefeated and even joked about explaining a new Minecraft update to his teammates in a shared photo. And that's today's news story. Okay, so what do you think of this story? If you're a football fan, how do you feel about YouTubers starting professional matches? As a football fan myself, I'm not particularly impressed. Now, let's go back and look at the keywords I gave you at the start. The first word, backlash, and we'll also look at the word tear. So it comes in the first sentence. An Argentinian football club is facing backlash after starting a popular YouTuber in a top tier match. So backlash is heavy criticism and tier is a level or division. So it's the top division of Argentinian football. Next, boast. Buhasharuk, who boasts over 7 million YouTube subscribers, signed a professional contract with the club. So to boast is to possess a feature that is a source of pride. So he's obviously very proud of the fact that he has 7 million YouTube subscribers. Next, stunt. So apparently it's likely to be a one-time stunt. So it's not going to happen again. But what is a stunt? Well, a stunt is something unusual done to attract attention. Often we say publicity stunt. And finally, to make light of something. In response, Buhasharuq made light of the situation on social media. So to make light of something means to treat it as unimportant, not important. And those are the key words. Hopefully they are clear. So thanks very much for listening to today's news story. I hope you enjoyed it. Maybe you learned some new words. And I'll be back with another news story tomorrow.
Hi, this is Freddie Wong from Dungeons & Daddies, and this episode is sponsored by Rocket Money.
Houston!
Blast off! Houston, we have a problem, and that's too many subscriptions that I don't know about because I like to put my credit card number into sites.
Just for the sheer thrill of it!
That's the fundamental problem of the internet and money, and Rocket Money is here to solve that. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. You can see all those subscriptions that you've accrued over a lifetime of putting your credit card in on the internet in one place. And if you don't want them, just cancel them. With a few taps, Rocket Money can help with that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/cancelsubs. That's rocketmoney.com/cancelsubs, not submarines.